Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Their last breath was taken, but the mystery remains. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The depths of depravity of Sean Diddy Combs continues to just go into the darkest annals of history. I don't even want to say the case anymore, because I feel like we've already passed the R. Kelly bar a long time ago. I think we just passed the Epstein station. I think Weinstein Central has been passed already, and we're in new territory. We're down the track on these rails of an abandoned rail line, and we don't know where the hell it's going. 120 new sexual misconduct allegations being raised against Sean Diddy Combs from men, women, and children. These span all the way back to 1991 to current day. 25 of the 120 minors in this. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. We knew it would keep going, and now that he's locked up, the floodgates have, I feel like the dam's broke. What's your reaction to all this?
Yeah, just incredible numbers of people. And, you know, we don't know for sure that they're all legitimate claims, but we can say a significant number are.
Yeah.
It just fits. And he may, talk about the annals of history, he may go down as one of the most notorious sex offenders in history. It's just shocking.
Yes, and right underneath everybody's nose, literally singing about it, rapping about it, right underneath everybody's face. I mean, it's funny. I go back and I look at some of the lyrics and stuff now, and we knew they were like controversial back then or kind of scandalous. But what is that about music that we look the other way on versus someone going out and making a statement in public that would be, you know, very questionable and inappropriate versus, hey, if they put a funky beat to it and then they, you know, shout remix, somehow it's more acceptable. I mean, this has been in his lyrics for 30 years.
Yeah, I think there's always been a controversy about music lyrics, and maybe it's just a generational thing. People my age have probably never gotten into music with offensive lyrics. But when you grow up with it as a kid, you often, I don't even think, understand when children listen to it, they don't understand what the lyrics mean. And then there's the normalizing of it as people hear it more and more, and it just becomes kind of an accepted part of the culture. People start to take it as it's not significant. And I think everything that we put into our heads, particularly when you've got little kids, it's all significant, what they listen to, what they watch. It affects them.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, the lyrics have certainly been there. The glorification of, you know, this kind of, I mean, they call it what it is, pimp-type lifestyle of just disregard for women, their objects in that world. And, you know, they're going to, I mean, some of the lyrics were literally this, F 'em, love 'em, and leave 'em, you know, is part of the culture and part of what was in many of those songs back then. You know, I'm thinking of and other people as well that were in that circle. And these sort of things are just celebrated that, you know, you have young women, you have young men, you know, in the club listening to this stuff and like, yeah, why is that? Why do we have such cognitive dissonance to this music that we're consuming that we supposedly like and love? And I'm talking lyrics here that are 20 years old. I mean, I'm talking when I was younger and in that sort of a scene. And you just, you know, I don't know. It's there, but we pretend that it doesn't mean anything, or I guess.
Yeah, it's something that comes up for me all the time working with younger people about values. And I recently met with a young guy in his 20s who was trying to date, and he was very anxious about dating and had a lot of anxiety around the issue of sex and all that. And he was a very nice guy. But he said, you know what my friends are all telling me to do? They're telling me to get a girl and start buying her drinks and get her drunk and get at least four drinks. That's the magic number, at least four drinks in her, and then I'll score. And he goes, but I'm not really comfortable with that. And I'm like, of course, I'm glad you're not comfortable with that. Let's break down and talk about this attitude. But I think there's just in general an acceptance, you know, in certain parts of the culture, and probably not everybody, but certain parts of the culture where this kind of attitude, it's just what being a guy means. And of course, young women internalize a lot of this stuff about their self-worth and, you know, how they're so focused on their appearance. And that, you know, everything revolves around being desired by guys. And it's just, it's a lot of dark stuff.
And it's a contradictory thing as well. I've always found it very interesting, especially as the Me Too movement has progressed. And I'm not against that at all. But I have found it very interesting how contradictory some can be in this, where someone can be very strong on this, and yes, let's expose these people. But then, you know, we can get down to the music that talks about the exact same thing you're against, and it glorifies it. That to me has just been a weird disconnect. I mean, we've seen changes in some other areas of entertainment and movies and acting, and but music seems to always be kind of the last bastion that gets affected or I guess, you know, brought to the surface and called out. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.